Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Strong Sisters of Faith weekly radio program. I'm your host, Dr. Kathleen Tabb. Thanks again for tuning in. Let us start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we come. We come with a heart full of thanksgiving and praise to offer it up in spite of how we may be feeling on this morning, because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't you get your Bible and paper and pen, and towards the end of the program, I'll share some very important information with you concerning our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. But for now, I'd like to get right into the Word of God. So turn with me, if you will, to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Of course, I'm just a King James girl. I'll be reading out of the King James. You'll find these words recorded. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I want to, just for a few minutes this morning, I'd like to talk around the thought of a bad, good situation. A bad, good situation. Have you ever felt like you were at the end of your rope? I know I've been there. Seemingly, the possibilities had been crushed and our dreams had been deferred. Our hopes had been handcuffed, and it seems like our hands have been tied. Visions have been diminished, and over again, what we thought was going to work out for our good, it seems like it was working out for our bad. We are living in perilous times, and what happens, as a matter of fact, is that a lot of times as we're going through life, we will require some bumps and bruises along the way. But I am convinced that as we continue to journey and to accrue even scars, that they can serve as a trophy of our triumph. Can we really be real this morning? I would like to really be real with you. When the situations are so overwhelming, there are times when it seems like we are often on the brink of giving up hope. And it seems like we're in it deep over our head. It seems like we may want to throw in the towel and, even come shy of quitting at times. It's sort of like waving a white flag of surrender. You have to realize that, first of all, that God is in control of all our situations that we may encounter or find ourselves in. The Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose. So can I free somebody today in the midst of the situation that you may be facing while you're going through what you're going through? Realize and remember that God is in control. Yeah, God is a sovereign God. He can do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, and as long as he wants. As the songwriter says, which is so apropos, why? Because he is sovereign. And that's good. But in the midst of our situation, timing is very important. Because a lot of times when we're in a situation, boy, does it seem like it's a long, long time. But God is doing something while we are in that situation. A lot of times we want to come out of it, and we come out of it premature, not learning what God wants to teach us in the midst of. I'm reminded of the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were in the fiery furnace and the old wicked king Nebuchadnezzar had turned it up seven times hotter than what it should have been, and God stood right in the midst, amen, and he actually took the fire, he took the sting of the fire out of the flame. So he's a great and mighty God, and we have to realize that whenever we're in that situation, that God's timing is always the best timing. I talked before about Kairos and Chronos, and Kairos is God's timing. Chronologically speaking, things are supposed to happen at a certain time because it's a certain time of the year, certain time of the month, or whatever. But Kairos is God stepping in and knowing exactly when is the perfect timing. What am I saying? I'm saying this, my brothers and sisters, all those who are under the sound of my voice this morning. God knows the timing. He's not going to allow us to come out of it 1 second sooner than what we ought to come out of. And we ought to be able to gain something while we're in the midst. It's a shame. It's a tragedy when we go through something and come out not having learned the lessons that God is trying to teach us. We have to be patient. Yeah. In the book of Jeremiah, it tells us that God has a purpose for our lives. You know, it's not a haphazard, but it's something that God has, and it will come into fruition through the promises that God has already laid out in His Word and what He has spoken in our lives and in our hearts. The Bible says that He's the same. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He told Moses, He says, "I am the Lord, I change not," which means that every thought and every promise that He has made about you before the foundation of the earth, before time began, must come to pass. Because why? He is God and He cannot lie. His word is true. Yes, His word is true. And there is nothing about God's character or His nature that should ever cause us to doubt or to wonder whether or not He's able to keep His word. If He couldn't back it up, He would not have spoken it in the first place. Who am I talking to on this morning? I know why we're having problems with His word, because we know our own nature. Yeah, we're flaky. I know. We're shady. And sometimes we're very sometimey, and our status becomes unstable or unstable. But yet, when it comes to God, He's a God that is anchored. He's the same. He changes not. He's immutable. Yeah. So we have to look at it through the lens of God and not looking at our own character or our own performance, because God is a great and mighty God. So I want to encourage you this morning. I want you to realize that God's timing is everything. There is a season for everything. Jesus Christ came in that perfect time, in that perfect season. There's a time that we have to realize that we just can't rush. No, we just got to take our time, and we may as well enjoy the journey. Yeah, we have to enjoy the journey, because in the end, God is going to put a song in our heart. He has given us a melody and a harmony and a symphony that only God is able to compose. The Bible says He has put a new song in my mouth. Who am I talking to this morning? Trouble does not last always. This too, my friend, shall pass. And when you come through, you're going to come through with a shout. You're going to come through with a testimony. You're going to be able to share the song that even the angels cannot sing. Why? Because it was designed with you in mind. And everything that you have gone through was not a stumbling block, but it was a stepping stone for God to teach you how to sing about His salvation, that your song would point to His glory, to His throne, and that your story will reveal just how great and mighty God is. So yes, my friend, a setback does not mean that it's over, does not mean that it's a knockout. A setback is actually a set up. Why? Because we have been created to bring God the glory, the praise, and the honor in and through our lives. Is there anybody out there that know exactly what I'm talking about? Every test that God has allowed us to take, amen, he has been with us in the midst of teaching us and instructing us. My question this morning is, if you are learning, are you learning in the midst of your situation today? As I often say, life is a battleground. It's not a playground. Are you learning? Because if you are learning the lessons that God is trying to teach you, you ought to be able to rejoice in the midst of. Why? Because all things work together for good to them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. Father God, it's in your name that we come. We thank you and we praise you. Yes, Lord, is it a bad, good situation? We realize that in the end, it's a good situation. Wherever we find ourselves in, you told us to be there and content. So we thank you, because all things are going to work together for our good, but for your glory. For it's in your name, Lord, we do pray, and our hearts do say, amen, amen. Won't you grab your paper and pen, and I'd like to share some very important information with you this morning concerning our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. You can always check us out on the web at www.strongsistersoffaith.org, or you can call us at 267-582-4947. We have a school of ministry every second Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And I must say that the presence of the Lord is right there. It's filling the school. It's filling the atmosphere. It's an anointed atmosphere. God is showing up. And presently I'm teaching about spiritual warfare. That's something that God has laid on my heart, because I do believe that that's part of the fundamentals of the faith. After you get saved, you need to learn about the tools in order to fight this spiritual warfare. Won't you come out and be a part? Our address is 1709 South 56th Street in the heart of Southwest Philadelphia. So that's Philadelphia, PA. The zip is 19143. Hope to see you soon. Hope to hear from you. You could Facebook me at Dr. Kathleen Tab, and I would love to get in contact with you and to pray with you. Whatever it is that God has, I would like to be a part of that in your life. May the Lord God bless you real good.